Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's Entitled Parents videos, it's all about entitled people trying to steal things. In story one, a weird co-worker tries to steal someone's baby, and in story two, Opie's mother tries to steal their salary. So, if you're a fan of stealing, or maybe if you're a fan of hearing stories about people trying to steal things and then getting justice for trying to steal them, sit back, relax, and let's get into story one. Almost had my baby stolen by my co-worker's family. A little background. I'm a 22-year-old female and I'm currently 8 months pregnant with my first child. My boyfriend is a 31-year-old. I work as a secretary on the inpatient ward of a hospital second shift. I started working here when I was 19 years old and supporting myself through college. Also great benefits. So my co-workers are like my family. When I was 4 months pregnant, I told my co-workers who were happy for me. All except Patty, fake name. She didn't say anything. After a while though, she started being friendly with me, asking about the baby, my health, and my plans for the future. I told her that my boyfriend and I were getting married and moving in together to be a family. Patty didn't like this for some reason and started asking me about my opinions on adoption. I said no, I'd never adopt out my child. For a few weeks, Patty gave me the silent treatment. Then, one night, after visiting hours, a couple showed up. A 40-ish-year-old male and a 40-ish-year-old female. I told them that visiting hours were over and that they could see their family member tomorrow. The woman said though, "Oh, we're here to see you. We're so excited to meet you and want to thank you for choosing us to give your baby to." I was dumbfounded, shocked, until the woman tried to touch my 6-month pregnant belly. I screamed so loud all the nurses came running. The couple would try to explain to security, the nurses, and me that their sister-in-law told them that I was a young, unwed mother desperately trying to give up my baby for adoption and chose them. That their sister-in-law promised them my baby since they've been suffering from infertility for years. I told them I had no intentions of giving up my baby and to never come near me again. I also told them that I don't even know their sister-in-law, but they kept insisting I did. The next night, Patty comes charging up to my desk, screaming at me about how could I treat her brother and sister-in-law like garbage after she helped me with my mistake. I called security, and Patty, her brother, and sister-in-law are now banned from coming near me or contacting me at work. But now I'm 8 months pregnant and I'm scared these crazy entitled people will find me when I deliver and demand my baby. My boyfriend says it's just hormones and they can't just steal our baby, but I'm terrified. Yeah, OP, I really wouldn't worry too much about that because obviously you can't just rock up and steal someone's baby from a hospital or something like that. Trust me, your baby will be absolutely safe once it's born. But don't let that take away from the fact that what you've been through is a very traumatic experience. Obviously, your own co-worker trying to offer up your baby for adoption to their brother and sister-in-law is actually so mad. Behind your back as well, someone that I presume you trust as a colleague of yours at work, in a hospital no less, a place that often deals with newborn babies and mothers and stuff like that, and understands that it's a very, you know, personal situation having a baby, and that obviously someone's baby belongs to them and is not just randomly up for adoption. I don't really know how your colleague had in their mind that this was something that you were offering. Just because you're young, maybe that's it. Maybe they just assume that because you're young and not you know, married yet, that you were just willing to give up your baby. But very strange way to think about it. Yeah, I would honestly try and get her fired because she does not sound like the sort of person that you want to be working with. Good job on having a contact ban from her because that is definitely what she deserves. Now moving on to story two, my mother wants my salary. I was thinking whether or not I should post this story because some details might reveal my identity to relatives and bring trouble back to me, but whatever. I wanted to be known and see others' opinion on this. A bit of context before the story. I come from a very religious family in an Arabic country, we're Muslims, and was forced to study in a religious school through middle school, so I know a bit about my religion. Now, one of the old stories told in our religion is a story about a man consulting the ruler at the time about his son, who keeps refusing to give him money, and the ruler in the end tells the son, "You and your money belong to your father." Now, of course, there's a lot more context to this story. The father was very poor, he was only asking his son not to abandon him, etc. Plus the fact that this story was not mentioned in our Quran, which is obviously the Bible for Christians equivalent, nor was it a record from our prophet. So the first argument you could deny this story with is that it could be made up, since it was an orally told story and not a part of the recorded history. But my mother just loved this story, and that line became something like a catchphrase to her for every single argument with me about money. She would refuse to even try and argue about the story, and any attempt I made to argue about it was labeled as denying the whole religion, which I'm not a big fan of anyway. Now onto the story. This happened back in the summer of 2019. I, a 23-year-old male, had just finished my exams for my college studies and had started my summer break. My parents, though, told me that a man shouldn't be loitering around the house and you should go and find a job. I thought about it, then decided to work and save up for a new phone. I had a J7 2015, and if I wanted something good, I needed at least 2 months' pay, so I should start working as soon as possible. The job was through a friend of my father. Nice, no need to search for a job. The moment I get back from my first day at work, my mother asked me, "What is my pay?" I answered her honestly because I figured lying isn't good when they could just call the guy and check with him, and I don't really want any trouble. After a week, I get my first payslip. We get paid on a weekly basis. My mother asked me if I got paid, then told me to give her the money, saying, "You have a problem with saving money, so I'm gonna save it for you." Now, I do actually have a bit of an overspending problem, but not to the point of needing this. But again, because I'm not looking for trouble, I decided to just hand over the money and treat it like I have a savings account. That was probably your first mistake, dude. A few weeks later, I was with my father and wanted to buy a box of chocolates. It wasn't going to hinder my progress on saving, and it's my money, so why not? I told my father to buy it, and when I got home, I'll give back the money. He agreed, and I got back home and told my mother to give him the money. She, though, asked about it, and when I told her, she got angry and started lecturing me about how I'm not allowed to spend the money however I want, and that she won't give the money back to my father, and that I should just go and return that box of chocolates and stop that useless spending. She finally said, "Learn to save money like an adult." This hit me hard. I've had my differences with her before, but for the first time, I felt like I couldn't trust my own mother. Like, even the time she ratted me out to my father when I did something wrong and I got a beating, it didn't hit me this hard. I acted weak and told her that I can't return the box, and she reluctantly decided to let it go this time. But she said that I'm not allowed to do this kind of thing again. I waited a few more days, and finally, I saw my chance. I went into her room while she was outside the house, got my money from her closet, I'd seen where she put the money when I gave it to her, returned everything in its place as if no one had touched her things, and I hid the money in my room. Now, when I go outside, I carry the money with me to make sure she doesn't accidentally find the money while cleaning. Next week, on Thursday, it's the day I get paid. The moment I get back home, my mum is waiting for me, and immediately, she tells me to give her my money. I told her that I want to learn to save money like an adult, so I'm gonna keep it this time and see how much I can save and how much I spend on my own. She argues a bit, but she gives up when I tell her that I will never grow up if I keep saving money with my parents. Fair enough. The next week, again, she's waiting for me. Now, I couldn't come up with another excuse, and she's demanding the money from me, so I straight up tell her, "Nah, it's my money, I'm gonna keep it. Sorry, you don't need another excuse. Your first excuse, if you even want to call it that, was a legitimate excuse to not give her any of your money. By the way, it's not an excuse. It's your money. You can save it however you want. Your parents don't have to hold it for you. You're 23, or I guess 21 in this story. You're an adult man." Anyway, she then starts arguing and using her favorite phrase about money, and I just ignored her and went to my room. But she got angry and told me that she won't return the money she has if I don't give her my pay. But I also ignore that, sorry. So she's saying that I'm not going to give you back the money that I've already got from you if you don't give me back your new money. Again, how does that work logically? The next day, I was lying down having an afternoon nap since it's the weekend when I suddenly feel as if an earthquake is hitting the house. I open my eyes to be greeted by my angry mother calling me a thief and a heretic and how I can't be trusted, etc., while I was still waking up trying to figure out just what had happened. My father immediately comes into my room and asks what's going on, and my mother tells him I stole money from her, which makes him take her side immediately. Now, he's not as bad, but once he gets angry, I just can't argue with him. So basically, for the next 30 minutes, I listen to lecture after lecture about money and how I should be contributing to the monthly expense of the house and how I shouldn't touch her things. She even lied about the money and said it's money that she had saved up to buy something for the house. She didn't even mention that it was my money. After the whole lecture ended, they demanded I hand over the money. And I just told them no, without giving any reasoning or arguing about any point they raise up. It was my money, I shouldn't need to justify keeping it with me. In the end, it was decided that I can keep my money, but they won't be paying for anything for me. College fees, transportation, my mum even went as far as to tell me that I wasn't allowed to eat the food she makes or use the washing machine in the house to wash my clothes. What is going on here? What is the obsession with keeping your money? I don't even get it, because I don't even feel like your mum is spending the money. Unless that's a long-term plan, I just do not understand.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I just told her, fine by me. College fees? I won't pay them. My parents want me to get a degree so I can get a good pay and take care of them. So eventually they caved and paid for it. For transportation, my father used to take me by his car to work, so I started going there using a bus or even on foot to save my money. I kept doing this until I broke my foot, stress fracture, which made my father have to take me to work again. Food and clothes were very unnatural to exclude someone from, yes they were, so eventually they gave up on the whole thing, okay that's good at least. They still call me cheap whenever they remember this story, but I don't care as long as I don't have to give them my entire salary. But I don't understand. Your son's 21, earning money for himself, doing well in the world. Let him earn his own money. I mean, I'm not far off. I'm 22. Last year I was 21. That's how age works. If my parents had taken all of my money that I make from YouTube and said, you know what, I'm having that, then I would have been like, well, you know what? I think I'm probably just going to move out and keep my money in my own bank account. I guess this guy gets paid in cash, right? Because otherwise there's no way to actively like take the money out of your son's bank account and put it in yours. So that's a bit of an issue. Maybe you could just ask your work to pay you in just, you know, through bank transfer in future to completely avoid this problem. But that's not important. What's important is the fact that your parents are weird, all right? Very strange individuals. I don't know what's going on inside their brains or if they even exist. Why, as I said multiple times when I was reading this, why would you even want to take your son's money and hold it? It doesn't seem like you're gonna spend it. If you're legit saving it because you're worried about your son spending it, then I guess that kind that makes sense, but he's shown in the weeks that he's not spending loads and loads of money because he physically can't. Surely, like, give him a trial, let him take his own money for a bit of time, see if he spends it on loads of stuff. If it's legit and OP genuinely does spend loads of money on unnecessary stuff, I guess kind of I can understand it, but it is still his money that he's earning. And you said yourself, well, OP has said that his parents are looking for him to go to college to get a great job to pay for them in the long run. Ultimately, like, he's going to be paying for you. Your son's going to be paying for your life, especially when you retire and don't have a job anymore. You're going to need him to eventually get into the good practice of keeping and saving money. And he's only going to learn that himself, not when his parents are keeping money in the closet. Like, the whole thing's weird to me. I don't know if you could tell that from my reaction, but yeah, very strange, weird one. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this weird episode of Entitled Parents. I hope you enjoyed the stealing stories. If you did, and you want more stealing stories, they're on screen. And they're all fantastic. And they're all about stealing items. There are a couple here, both about... What's this one? You can tell me in the comments. I stole this. And this one is, my mum stole this. Who knows? I'll decide later. Anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed. See you in a bit. Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.